You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're talking about the sin of Balaam and how money and riches convinced him that he should sell Israel out and allow them to be destroyed. And the Bible talks about his sins in Numbers, in Revelation, in 2 Peter. Here's another one. Let me read it to you. Jude 11. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit and have perished in the rebellion of Korah. So here talks about it again. And there are religious leaders out there that do the same thing today. They are guilty of the sins of Balaam for wages, for money, for riches. They teach false doctrines and allow people to be tormented by Satan because they teach them that they can ignore God's laws. And it removes God's blessing from them. The Bible tells us the result of Balaam. He knew that he couldn't curse Israel, because if he did, God would kill him. So what he did is he disclosed how to remove God's blessing and protection from him. But the story isn't over, like I said, with Numbers 24:25. Let's look at what happened. All right, Numbers 25, verse 1. Now Israel remained in Acacia Grove, and the people began to commit harlotry with the woman of Moab. They invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. So Israel was joined to Baal of Peor, and the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Take all these leaders of the people and hang the offenders before the Lord out in the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel." So Moses said for the judge of Israel, "Every one of you kill his men who were joined to Baal of Peor." And indeed, one of the children of Israel came and presented to his brethren a Midianite woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who were weeping at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Another evil. Verse 7, "Now when Pineas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he rose from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman, through her body. So the plague was stopped among the children of Israel, and those who died in the plague were 24,000. 24,000 people in Israel that were dying because they're worshiping false deities. They're sinning in the sight of everybody. And they sin was so common, the people worshiped Baal and sacrificed to pagan deities out in the open. A man brings a Midianite woman into a tent and has sex with her in front of everyone. And finally, Pineas thrust them, killed them both with a spear for their open sin of fornication. Are there modern Balaams today? You betcha. Satan uses them to remove the blessing and the protections from God's people today, just like he did out in the wilderness when they left Egypt. And Moses was still there with them, and they still did it.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.